President Trump has called NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, a job killer for American manufacturers, a message many voters seem to buy. But with the U.S. now renegotiating the treaty with Mexico and Canada, some Texas manufacturers are nervous. Andrew Schneider from Houston Public Media reports.
This is a plasma cutting table. What we're doing is cutting out parts out of flat plate.
I met Daniel Alford on the floor of his factory, Arc Specialties, on Houston's west side. Alford started the company in his garage in 1983.
My whole life, all I've ever done is build things. And I've always been a computer geek, so if you add manufacturing and computers together, you get robotics.
Arc Specialties now employs more than 50 people to build robots, largely for the oil and gas industry. The company sold a few machines to Mexico and Canada in its first decade. Then NAFTA came along, and Alford says the numbers started going up.
It was quite seamless to me. All I knew was all of a sudden exports became easy and greater quantity. It fluctuates, but last year 30% of our business was overseas, and half of that was Canada and Mexico.
Alford says those gains came when NAFTA eliminated tariffs on his products, making them cheaper for foreign buyers. So when President Trump threatens to pull the U.S. out of NAFTA if Mexico and Canada don't agree to revisions, he's aiming right at Alford's bottom line.
So far, I can't say that it's affected me, but I'm sure it will if tariffs are placed.
Alford is hardly alone in his fears. Jeff Mosley is CEO of the Texas Association of Business. He recently testified before a Senate subcommittee hearing on NAFTA in San Antonio.
Since 2006, Texas exports of goods to NAFTA signatories have grown 71%. An undermining of the tariff policies that have allowed that growth would have huge detrimental effects in most sectors of the Texas economy.
Governor Greg Abbott and Senator John Cornyn have made that point to President Trump often, but the message doesn't seem to be having much effect. Stephen P. Vaughn, general counsel in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative, testified at the same hearing.
Of course, there are Americans who benefit from NAFTA, and we want to avoid harming them. But USTR must look at trade deals from the perspective of the country as a whole, and from that perspective, there are serious problems with NAFTA.
Vaughn said that over the past decade, the U.S. had racked up a $500 billion trade deficit with Mexico and a $100 billion deficit with Canada. George Y. Gonzalez, a partner at the Houston office of the law firm of Haynes and Boone, says that may be true, but it misses the point.
Regional trade was at $290 billion in 1993 among the three countries, and now it's at $1.1 trillion.
And Gonzalez says that jump in North American trade created more jobs than it cost.
It's the very opposite of what the rhetoric is. In fact, the implementation of NAFTA has preserved jobs and has maintained a vibrant and competitive U.S. manufacturing position.
Which brings us back to Daniel Alford at Arc Specialties. Alford says he doesn't have to imagine what will happen to his sales if the U.S. leaves NAFTA.
In the countries that NAFTA doesn't cover, for example, in Brazil, there's 40% tariffs on my equipment. What this means is I have yet to sell a machine to a Brazilian company.
President Trump has set a deadline of March to wrap up the NAFTA talks. Any longer, and they risk bumping up against the Mexican presidential election and campaigning for the U.S. congressional midterms. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.